Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, so we are ready. It's that time of the day, and we're kicking things off with the W3 division. I think we have Andy on the line at the river. Andy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. That's right. We have the W3 division coming up very shortly. Just to give you the confirmed result of the re-row, Queen Trinity row over. They were about 4 lengths clear towards the end of the long reach. The Queen's managing to hold us in cap the row over. W3 division is going to be going off any minute now. They're just being pushed out into the middle of the river. Adam, can you quickly give us a rundown of the division?
I can. So we have Downing W2 at the head of the river, head of this race at least, Darwin W1, Clare W2, Peterhouse W2, Trinity Hall W2, Murray Edwards W2, Wolfson W1, Clare Hall W1, Sydney Sussex W2, Homerton W2, Emmanuel W3, Churchill W2, Kings W2, St. Cat's W2, Queen's W2, Murray Edwards W3, Darwin W2 and Queen's W3.
And they have just got underway. I'm standing on first post corner. Remember, no cannons today. And there were literally just some whistles which were blown. However, they are underway. Downing 2, they've got into a tight rhythm, and they are pulling away from Darwin 1. So Darwin 1 not being able to make any headway early. And in fact, the gap has opened up to at least 2.5 lengths. So Downing looks very, very strong. Behind Darwin, we've got Clare. Clare have been caught very quickly by Peterhouse. That's Peterhouse 2 who have, they've already pumped, and there's going to be a bump right in front of me. Surely any straight now, and the Cox has conceded. That's the bump, Peterhouse 2 on Clare 2. Peterhouse 2 bumping Clare 2. Behind them, we've got another bump. Murray Edwards, they've also bumped every day, and they have caught Trinity Hall. So two bumps early on. Murray Edwards bumping Trinity Hall and Peterhouse bumping Clare 2. Behind them I've got Wolfson 1. They look like they're probably going to have a nice throw over because they're managing to hold up Clare Hall 1 very quickly. There's about a 2.5 gap between them. Tim, is anything happening at Grassy at all?
Yes, I can see Downing 2 and Darwin 1 now. There's a good length between them. Downing has pulled away from Darwin. There's about two and a half lengths between them, I'd say, as Downing comes through the gap and into the corner. This doesn't look like both crews are very strong here. I think Downing looking slightly better than Darwin. I've yet to see anyone else, but these two crews looking very strong through the gut and into Slough Reach. Is anything else going on with you, Andy?
Yeah, so after Murray Edwards 2, there are 5 boats, so Wolfson, Clare Hall, Sydney, Homerton and Emma. And the only bit of action is that Sydney Sussex 2, they are gaining on Clare Hall 1. And as they go around first post corner, it's down to about 3/4 of a length. So potentially we're looking at a bump there at Grassy Corner. But Wolfson look comfortable for a row over. Homerton 2 and Emma 3 also looking like they're going to row over. And there has been a bump right at the back of the division, which I'm just walking up to find out who's that between. But for the moment, Tim, back to you at Grassy.
Yes, so I can see Wolfson well clear of Clare Hall, who looks very close between Sydney 2 and Clare Hall 1 here. I can see, I can't judge the distance from here because they're both, I can see them both almost together
Adam.
Here. Yeah, Adam.
Okay, I'm just seeing Downing coming past me quite comfortably. They've got about 3 or 4 lengths between them and Darwin. Darwin are going to have to speed this up hugely if they have any chance of catching Downing.
So still on Grassy Corner then, I can see it looks like there is some overlap possibly between Clare Hall and between Sydney Sussex. No, there's about 1/4 of a length still between Sydney Sussex and Clare Hall. 1/4 of a length there, and again maybe a quarter of a length to half a length between Homerton W2. In fact, Homerton W2 closing down. Possibly looks like Sydney Sussex have just fallen back, so maybe into the jaws of Homerton. Andy.
Yes, so the bottom boats are just going past me now at first place corner. The 3 bottom ones, Murray Edwards 3, they're being chased by Darwin 2. This looks like it could go on right down to the wire because they're gaining very gradually, Darwin 2. It sounds about a length as they go round first place corner. Behind them, Queen 3, they look like they're going to be in for a very long row over at the bottom of the division as they've had every day so far.
Back to you, Tim. Yeah, so down into Plough Reach, it looks like there could be some action here between Homerton 2 and Sydney Sussex 2. From what I can see, it looks like overlap, but I think they're about to have blades clashing here. They were very wide apart. They could have blades clashing. I'm sure there's going to be a bump here unless Homerton do something disastrously wrong. And it looks like that's just been conceded. So I'm going to call a bump from Homerton on Sydney Sussex 2. Emma behind Adam. Them looking in the second bit. Adam.
Yeah, I'm just seeing Wilson coming past me looking fairly comfortable. Then being followed up by Claire Hall, who was at distance. And I think I can confirm the bump that you reported just before that one.
Excellent. Back on grassy corner here. The next boat I can see after Emma is Murray Edwards, closely pursued by Darwin. So I can only assume that Kings have bumped up on Churchill and Queens have bumped up on St. Cat. And there's been an overbump there.
Yes, Liv, I could confirm that is true. The two bumps which you just mentioned, they have bumped up on Churchill 2. Churchill 2 has just rode past me now, going back, looking very, very glum. And after that, Queen 2 bumping up on St. Cat's 2. So two more bumps. They both happened very, very early on, around the motorway bridge.
Back on grassy and into Plough Reach here. Darwin 2 are closing down on Murray Edwards. There's maybe a quarter of a length in this. Daniel will be able to tell. Will be able to see a bump if one happens, but it won't. I would imagine if one happens, it will happen round Dickon Corner here. And at the back of the division, then Queens 3 are miles away from anyone, and they are going to be rowing over from here. They stand no chance.
Adam,
they're not. Adam.
So Emmanuel's just past me and they're looking fairly comfortable. Behind them, it is the Murray Edwards Darwin clash, which is heating up. I think there's about half a length between the two boats. Murray Edwards. Yeah, over to you, Finn.
I'm joining me on Long Reach. I can see in the very distance Downing W2. They are approximately three lengths ahead. That's three lengths ahead of Darwin W1. So it looks as if they are going to, they're comfortably ahead, and I would put good money on them. Can we bet on this? Probably not. Probably not advised, but I would put good money on them winning the race. So this is Downing W2, a good three lengths. They're passing me directly now, ahead of Darwin W1. Back to you, Adam.
Adam, on that battle to Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards is coming away from Darwin now. They're pulling up to almost about a length to the two boats around this corner. I think Murray would put Murray at 73, but they're going to take this away from Darwin W2 as they go around the corner. Okay, so I will give a provisional rundown of the bumps that we've seen, and then we'll go back to Finn and see if he can tell us any more about battle between Darwin and Murray. So at the top of this division, Finn says he has put good money on Downing 2 rowing over ahead of Darwin 1. Peter has 2, they bumped Claire 2. Murray Edwards 2 bumped Trinity Hall 2. Wilson 1, that is, had a comfortable row over. We then had Claire Hall also rowing over. Behind them, Homerton 2 actually managed to bump Sydney Sussex 2. Emma 3 had a comfortable row over. And then those two bumps, King 2 bumping Churchill 2. Queen 2 bumping Sydney Cap 2. And then we have the final three boats, Murray Edwards 3, Darwin 2, and Queen 3. And Sid, any more news on that gap between Murray Edwards 3 and Darwin 2?
Yeah, and Murray Edwards managed to take it away. They've reached the ending line here. And they managed to keep a length between them and Darwin all the way to the end.
Okay, so it looks like those three bottom boats are all going to row over. So they are the bumps which we believe we had. And we will be back shortly with the confirmed results for this W3 division.
Fantastic. Thank you, Andy, and everyone down at the river. It's sounding great, and a great race there. Plenty of bumps, as you expect from some of the lower divisions.
This year's Lent Bumps. On Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.